Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you hung out with us, too, because Russell Brown is here. He's in the building, so to speak. He's the author of Strategies for Successfully Buying and Selling a Business and Preparing Your Business for Sale. He's also the creator of the outstanding software program, BizPricer, and more importantly, he's our friend. He's our long-term Brain Trust member. Maybe, but probably in about a month or two, he's going to have his 10th anniversary as a Brain Trust member. He's our good friend, Russell Brown. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back. Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you and to all your listeners.
There you go. Russell, one of the things that's coming up in our future, it seems, is I'm going to call it a concerning time, a troubling time, and I shouldn't say coming up, it's kind of in our minds right now. A lot of people aren't quite sure what's going to be happening over the next few quarters. As you know, if you've been listening to the news, you've been watching what's going on, I don't know what's going to happen. I believe some of the indicators that I'm hearing that things are going to be a little bit tough. Are we going into recession? Does it even matter? The thing that I keep telling myself, that I keep trying to explain to my small business audience, is whatever we're coming up on, whatever we're either in or about to go into, whether it be a slowdown, a downturn, a recession, a banana, or whatever we want to call it, I'm planning on being alive and operating my business on the other side of it.
Oh, of course.
And so isn't that the right attitude to take? I'm trying to get people to let's stop wring our hands, let's quit gnashing our teeth, let's quit watching so much of the gloom and doom television that a lot of these people they've got to talk about controversial things they think people don't want to watch, and so they're going to make it sound worse than it probably is. But regardless of whether it is or it isn't going to be good or bad, whatever's going to happen, I'm going to be in business. I'm planning on being in business. And so isn't the only real decision now is to make sure that I operate successfully through this time?
No, of course. Absolutely. The history of our economy is filled with ups and downs. You can absolutely be sure that there are downs come along. It's just a natural market cycle. Some are more severe than others, and that's really what I think people worry about, how severe is the downturn this particular time. But what you've got to do, I don't think anyone should worry about that kind of thing. When that comes along, it's going down, things are going to happen, perhaps, but it always comes back. And the reason it comes back is because we have an underlying, vibrant, healthy economy. Sometimes it gets a little sick. Sometimes we have these perturbations like the subprime mortgage issues that are going on and all the money that's being written off the books of many of these big banks and that. But none of that really,
from a small business standpoint, what do I care if Citibank writes off $10 billion?
Right, and that's where I'm coming to, is that it doesn't really affect us. If you've got an extensive amount of stock holdings in Citibank, well, it's going to affect you directly. But in the general picture, and of course, I'm most familiar with businesses and business operation, it's not really going to affect small business necessarily. Now, I say that carefully.
Directly.
Yeah, directly. Indirectly, you know, as what we're starting to see right now is the general pessimism that's set in, mainly because of all these pundits that are screaming doom and gloom.
Yep.
And so they create this atmosphere of fear, and so people just say, well, maybe I ought to not spend as much this holiday mm-hmm. season, for example, or maybe I should postpone buying that new car or that new appliance. And so it's sort of like being created by that talking head.
We talk ourselves into it. Exactly. I'm going to tell a little story when we come back after these messages. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Russell Brown. I'm going to tell a little story about that I heard one time that I think will be apropos to what's going on right now. And then Russell will have some more of his wisdom for us. And that's coming up right after the next break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
The range of useful information you bring to your listeners is staggering.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm always glad to do staggering things. Russell Brown is our guest. We're talking about some thoughts on what to think about the economy, what to think about your business in this economy. Russell, we were talking about how some of the things that can happen in the future are things that wouldn't have to happen if we didn't talk ourselves into it. I there's a story that somebody told me years ago about a guy who was walking. He had a business and he was in the bakery business, and he saw a newspaper, and the newspaper said, you know, depression coming, economic downturn certain. On the horizon. And so he got to thinking about all the wheat order the flour order that he had made. And so he called the miller, and he canceled that order. And because he was worried about this economic downturn, and so the miller called the wheat farmer and canceled his order for that wheat. And then, it rippled all the way through the economy, three or four or five different steps, till it got around to the people who would buy the bread from the baker. And all of a sudden, his orders stopped coming in. And so he said, you know what? Turns out I was right. Mm-hmm. And then he went back and found that newspaper again. And it was a 60-year-old newspaper.
Yep, and that's the point, you know, and that's why you can't really, you know, you kind of should be aware of what's going on, and there are certain investment things that you might want to do if you think things like that are coming. But you know, if you're smart, you've already got all your investments set for all weather performance, so to speak. You know, so but if you're a small business owner, you know, if in times start to get tough and you start to see an effect in your business because of general pessimism by the public or whoever you sell your products and services to, what you need to do is to think of some creative, innovative ways to keep your sales up, or keep your profit up by cutting costs and things like that. So there's a lot of things that you can control and do in your business that can help you get through any down cycle, whether it's real or imagined. And in buying a business or selling a business, things you shouldn't put those thoughts or plans on hold in what might be a downturn or a recession. Or
in fact, you know, Russell, it might be the time to pick your interest up a little bit, because Russ, if the reality becomes a slower time, every time something slows down, that creates opportunity.
Yes, something I've always said, all business transactions are local. You know what I'm saying? They have to do with your deal. If your deal is a good deal, if you're buying a good quality business and you're buying for the long haul, for whatever your reasons, if you're selling your business for your good reasons and whatever, your deal is a good deal. If it's a good deal, it's a right deal for that time. It doesn't really matter what's swirling around you. You need to make that deal, and you should proceed. You shouldn't say, oh, the economy's falling and this and that. You know, you need to make the deal. If that's what your plan was and you've been able to, from either the buyer or seller's side, make a mutually attractive situation in the transaction, that business sale, proceed with it. You know, don't not do it. So that's my advice to people.
Again, back to what I said at the very beginning, Russell, what are you going to be doing 2 years from now? Let's say that over the next 6 months, 9 months, we things do slow down. Let's say that we look. One of the things I predicted, Russell, was that there's an excellent chance that we'll be, by the time we learn we were in a recession, we'll already be out of it. You know, so you know, who knows? Maybe the recession that people say are coming, we're already in it and we're about to come out of it.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
you never can tell about these things. That's the reason why it shouldn't matter to us that much. But back to the point I was making earlier, where are you going to be a year from now, 2 years from now? I'm planning on being in my business then. And so you know, nothing that's going to happen is going to do anything but cause me to make a few adjustments in the decisions that I make.
Right.
Not to go out of business or to run away. I'm not going to retreat, Russell. I'm just going to be more cautionary. Maybe I'm going to pay a little more attention. You know, when things are going really, really well, when people can't get enough of your stuff, it makes smart managers out of all of us, doesn't it?
Yes, it sure does.
It's when things slow down that the real smart managers come to the top, isn't it?
Right, and we get to see who the good businesses are at that point, the good businessmen,
yeah,
operators.
And the ones who aren't is maybe where the opportunity is. In fact, you know, everybody's talking about all the real estate problems we got. If, you know, I've been a real estate investor for years. I'm looking around. I'm looking for opportunities. I'm not running away from real estate right now. I'm running toward real estate. Dolph DeRoos was on this week talking about that. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend Russell Brown. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Russell Brown. And Russell, I'd like for you to remind the audience about your books and especially about BizPricer, because that's one of the most outstanding tools I've seen in my career in terms of helping people make a good evaluation for buying a business or selling a business. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, as you know, my background is as a business broker and business appraiser. And so I've written a couple of books along those lines, and which have, as you know, done very well. And one of them got the Kiplinger's personal finance recommendation. And I've also, but the real star of what I have available for buyers, sellers of businesses is the business valuation software. Its trade name is BizPricer. It's very inexpensive, very easy to use, and it lets you get right at the true fair market value of your business without needing to know anything about the calculation process and how that happens. And so it's very popular. I've sold several thousand copies of it, and never actually totaled up that number, but it's many, many thousands, actually.
And how do we get to it?
You get to the website, businessbookpress.com. And whether you're buying a business, selling a business, you know, if you're not selling your business, if you own a business and you're not planning to sell it, you really ought to know, what is it worth? get yourself a benchmark here so that you can look at it.
The good thing about doing this kind of an exercise, even if you're not going to sell your business, going through your BizPricer program, is it's a good way to focus on the fundamentals that you should be operating with anyway.
Yes, of course. And it's actually a business, it's an examination into your business techniques and operations, you know, how well are you doing.
What are you going to do to sweeten the pot for my audience if they order at BizPricer?
Here's what I'm in such a holiday mood here with Christmas coming.
What a guy, ladies and gentlemen. What a guy.
All you have to do is mention you heard it on the Jim Blassingame show, purchase the software, and I will include a copy of my best-selling all-time book, Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business.
Wow, that's a $40 book, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's all...
Yeah. You're going to throw that in.
I'm going to put that right in there with it for
that's
no
a heck of a deal, folks. Check it out. Even if you're not thinking about selling your business, you ought to check into that. And that's at businessbookpress.com, right?
Yes.
All right. So check that out, folks. Russell, what we were talking about the fundamentals at a time like this when I don't know, Russ. When I look around, I don't see a lot of slowdown in a lot of marketplaces. I see some pockets of challenges, but I don't see, you know, any kind of mass hysteria in the marketplace. And I don't know what these Wall Street guys are talking about, but I don't see a lot of that there. But regardless, let's just say that we are headed toward a little bit of an adjustment. Isn't the best thing to do right now is not to cut back on your plans, but focus on the fundamentals of operating a business. Focus on the real skills and tools and practices that make a good business successful.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're looking at any kind of acquisition of capital items where you're going to need to finance it or anything that's going to require financing, just keep in mind, with all this hand-wringing that's going on out there, the interest rates are dropping again.
Yeah.
And they just went down, and they also signaled that the Fed signaled that they're going to go down again the next time they have a meeting. So you're not going to get cheaper money than this, people. You know.
Well, let me tell you something else, Russell. Have you ever thought about the fact that we've already got an economy where there are 2 million jobs we can't fill? How are we going to have a bunch of layoffs if we already have businesses that don't have enough people working in them?
Right, and the layoffs you see come in selected industries because of changes in the way things go. You know, like the pharmaceutical industry. Lots and lots of layoffs across the pharmaceutical industry because guess what? They're running out of chemical compound combinations.
Right.
To find more and more drugs like Lipitors and so on.
Yeah.
You know, it just isn't that. And so now everything's shifting in that industry towards the biology side, creating designer drugs and things like that, the Genentech types of companies.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, that's normal shifts in the business landscape.
Exactly. Russell, give us that website again quickly, please.
www.businessbookpress.com.
Don't forget to mention that you heard him on my show, and he'll load you up with some goodies. Hey, thanks, Russell. Merry Christmas.
You're very welcome, and Merry Christmas to you and to yours.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.